friends, this shiur should be a special schus for bracha and hatzlacha for the mechaber of the sefer Shiurei Mevasir Tov, the admor and tzaddik of Bezalel Simcha Menachem Ben Sion Rabinovitz. He is the Biala Rebbe. I heard that he's not well. And he has a phenomenal set of Sfarim called the Shiurei Mevasir Tov. So I thought that since he can use some Schuyos, and since his Sfarim, his Torah, is so great, we'll put the two together and learn some of his Torah. It should be a Schus for him and a Schus for us. The Mishnah says at the beginning of in the first parak of Beitza, and Dafi Beis Amin Aleph, Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Motziim Loas HaKotin VeLoas HaLulav Loas Sefer Torah LeRishus HaRabim. Beis Shammai says you are not allowed to bring out a minor, a lulav, nor a Sefer Torah. Rashi says Kol Midi Delav Tzarech Achila. Anything that's not for food purposes, LeRishut HaRabim. You're not allowed to bring all these things out to the Rishus HaRabim. Beis Hillel, however, Matirin. Beis Hillel say that on Yontif, you are allowed to take out a child, a lulav, and a sefer Torah to the Rishus HaRabim, even though they're not food items. The Gemara says, Tani Tana Kame Derev Yitzchak Barav Dimi. Hashechet Olas Nadova B'yomtiv Loike. A Tana learned in front of Rav Yitzchak, the son of Avdimi, if somebody shechts an olas nedova, an ola that he volunteered to bring, on yontif, it's not a chiv of the yontif, it's his own personal obligation, mechites he should bring it today. So if he shechts it on yontif, he gets malchus. Amalei, so he said to this Tana, this Tana that taught this Bryce in front of him, Darmel Chamani, if someone asks you who this is, Beis Shammai. This is according to Beis Shammai. The Amri Lo Amrina Mitoch Shushro Tzolot Tzarech Uchernami Shalolot Tzarech. Beis Hillel holds, Beis Shammai holds, that we don't say that if something is Mutter Litzarech, it's also Mutter Shalolot Tzarech. If it's Mutter when needed, it's also Mutter when not needed. If something was permitted when needed, it was also permitted when not needed. Beis Shammai says we don't say that rule. The Beis Hillel holds, Ha'amri mitoch shehutra litzarech, hutranami shelo litzarech. Beis Hillel holds that if something was hutra litzarech, if something was permitted because of necessity, then it was hutranami shelo litzarech. Then it was permitted also shelo litzarech. Not for when not necessary. Beis Shammai don't allow you to take things out on Yontif, like a cotton or a lulav or a sefer Torah. Why not? Because it has to be a malacha that's done, letzarech, kanare letzarech achila. And these are now the tzarech chila, says now matu shalo tzarech. But Beis Hillel holds that mitoch shehutra letzarech, something that was permitted for tzarech, for a need, meaning since we permitted hotzah letzarech achol nefesh, we're also matu hotzah shalo letzarech achol nefesh. Achinami mitoch shutra shchita letzarech, hotchinami shelo tzarech. Since shchita is permitted letzarech echel nefesh, it's also permitted shelo letzarech. This is an ola we're talking about, an ola you don't even eat. But nevertheless, Beis Hillel permitted it. So at kan midivrei katsha shel hagemara. There's a machlokus amongst the rishonim in this heter that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel says that mitoch shutra letzarech, hotchinami shelo letzarech. Does this mean that the entire malacha is completely permitted, even if it's not litzarech at all? Or do we say that there needs to be a little bit of litzarech on yantif, even if It's not tzarech ochel nefesh. Mitoch was matir. There has to be a little bit of tzarech. But if there's no tzarech at all, if there's no need at all, then there's no heter. Das Rashi in our sugya is that the din of mitoch is matir even shalol tzarech klal. Mitoch is matir even if there's no need at all. And the Rishonim are cholok b'shitaso. If al kolponim midrabanan, we make a gzera shalol tzarech klal, or maybe even midrabanan, Rashi was matir. So we have Rashi who says it's mutter shalol tzarech klal, and then a debate as to whether it's mutter even midrabanan. Tosfos writes the Ramas Hagar seen in Rashi. Rashi kimlay the basil sfir the whole mutter. Which are the gamrei al rabbanan who degazer b'davar she'eino tzarech yontif of klal the kasha chada damrinan b'psachem ofim yontif v'chol loike v'lo amrinan mitoch v'afil l'rabba d'lo laki haynu mitam ho'el v'i ha'isram ilay orchim aval mitam mitoch lo ka'amam. So this that were matir shelo tzarech klal according to Rashi is difficult to digest, says Tosfos, because we have a Gemara in Pesachim 46b, famous Gemara, that if somebody bakes from Yom Tov to Chol, he gets Malkus. And we don't say Mitoch. We don't say Mitoch. Why don't we say, since it was Mutter Letzarech, Yom Tov is also Mutter Shelo Letzarech. And even according to Rabbah, it doesn't get Malkus, that's because the guests might come. But not Mitzan Mitoch. Okay, skipping along Tosis, Lachen Nero Lefarish, Vedavka Botsashish, Botsarch Yamtiv Ktsas. Amrina Mitoich, Shehutra Lezarch Yamtiv, the Cholechal Nefesh Mutter Hutranami, Shalol Lezarch Echel Nefesh. Hoal Vikatsarch Miktsas, Sheesh Tsarch Yamtiv. Aval Shalol Lezarch Yamtiv Klal, Vadai da Osir Menatora, Gagon Ofim Yamtiv Lchol, Motzi Avonim, Veleka Lezarch Nefesh, Veloisim Chas Yamtiv, Chayav Midoi Raisa. So Tosa says that Dafka Hotsa, that has bringing out from one domain to another, that there is a little bit of a Tzarech Yamtif, there we say that since it's Mutter, the Tzarech Yamtif, because Ochel Nefesh is Mutter, it's also Mutter, Shalol Tzarech Ochel Nefesh. The Tzarech Ochel Nefesh is Mutter, it's also Shalol Tzarech Ochel Nefesh, as long as there's some need for Yamtif. But if it's not necessary for Yontif at all, it's Asur Min HaTorah, like baking for Yontif to Chol, it's not necessary at all. Or Motzi Avonim, taking out stones, it's not necessary for Yontif at all. And Memela, Chayav Midoi Raisa. Vechipligi Beishamei Beis Hillel, continues Tosfos, when Beishamei Beis Hillel argue, Bidvarim Shein Tzarech Ochel Nefesh, Vigibim Tzarech Yontif Ktsas. Gon Katan Lamulo, Damitza Nikris Tzarech Yontif. Vulov Latzei Spo, Vesei for Torah Likros Bo. So Machlokas B'Sham Beis Hillel is, if it's not Letzarech Ochel Nefesh, and there's a little bit of a need for Yom Tov, like cut and bring him outside. Okay, you could also circumcise him inside. So it's a little bit of a Tzarech to take him outside. So Beis Hillel is, you can take him outside. Shammai holds no. So this mitzvah is called Tzarech Yom Tov. Lulav Latzeis Bo, also Tzarech Yom Tov, Sefer Torah to read. Also, Zishtikl Tzarech. So that's a well-known machlokes between Beit Shammai, Rashi and Tosfos. The Magid Mishnah, this is a very important Magid Mishnah, writes Bidas Rashi that the din of Mitoch is matir the malacha legamrei b'chol davar afilu midrabona. Ela shebehotza asavonim v'chayotze b'masur midivrei mishum tircha. That the din of mitoch is matir malacha legamrei, even midrabanan. Just taking out stones, it's aser midrabanan, because it's too much of a tircha, it's too much of a toil. And he writes there, v'chein nirim en halachas v'zil das rabbeinu. So it appears from the halachas, and so is das rabbeinu. In other words, the Magid Mishnah is mami das harif v'harambam kishitas rashi, that even shelo letzarech klal, the malacha is mutter legamrei. If From the opinion of the Rosh in our sugya on the first parak in Simen Yudches, it would appear that we require that it should be tzarech mitzvah that you have to do today. The Rosh writes, "Delo shari mitoch eladavar shu ktsas letzarech, kegon hanach demasnis and shein letzarech mitzvah." Ad kan l'shono v'chein das Rabbeinu Chananel. So the Rosh's opinion is that we require it should be letzarech mitzvah that you have to do today. There has to be some sort of tzarech mitzvah today, like these in the Mishnah that are letzarech mitzvah. So the letzarech you need is ktsas. He requires, says the Rosh. We require that it be a little bit letzarech, and not just be a little bit letzarech for a need, but letzarech mitzvah. And so brings the Shita Mekubetzis and Ksubis in the name of the Ritva, Ve'aritva Zal Tirates, the Sfir Leida Hasam. In other words, in our Mishnah and Beitza, Hu De'ika Tzarech Mitzvah, Aval Advar HaRashus Lo, Afal Gav De'ika Tzarech Yamtiv. The Ritva answers that there, in other words, in our Mishnah and Beitza, is a tzarech mitzvah, but varishus no, even though it's tzarech yamtiv. So that's the Rosh, the Ritva, Shittim Kubetz is the name of the Ritva, the Rambam, in the first parak of Hilchos Shvi'is Yamtiv, Halacha Dalid, writes, Kol malacha shechayav melea b'shabbis, imasa osa b'yamtiv, shelo letzarech achila, loke. Any malacha that you're chayav on Shabbos for doing it, if you did it on Yontif, not for the sake of eating, you get malchus. Chutz min ha-hotzah me-rishus l-rishus. Hotzah is permitted, even not letzarech yamtif, even not letzarech achila. Hotzah, ve-ha-hav-ara, and burning, a fire, shemitoch shehutra hotzah b-yamtif letzarech achila. Since Hotzah was permitted on Yontif for the sake of eating, it was also permitted not for the sake of eating. Lefikach, therefore, Mutter b'yomtiv lehotzi katna sefer Torah maftech v'chayotze be'elu me'rishus l'rishus. It's permitted to take out a child or a sefer Torah or a key from domain to domain. So the Rambam limits it to Hotzah and Havara. V'chein mutter lehavir, you're also allowed to burn a fire, yafo pish, ainu letzarech achila, even though it's not for the sake of eating. V'shar malachas, kol sheish bo tzarech achila, mutter other malachas, only letzarech achila. V'on shchita b'afiyah v'lish v'chayotzevim. V'chol she'ein b'em tzarech achila aser, v'z no tzarech achila, it's aser. V'on ksiva, like writing, v'ariga and weaving, v'binyan v'chayotzevim. And building and similar to that. So pashtus l'shon amore, Pashtus, the Rambam holds that the din of mitoch is only b'lechas hotzah b'lechas havar, but other malachas, if you do the manyan to shlo tzarech achila, you get malchus, and so learns the prichadash in the Rambam. By the way, if you look in the Franco Rambam, I'm zocha, at home, unfortunately I don't have the whole set of the Franco Rambam. When I was bar mitzvah, I don't know how many volumes of the Franco Rambam they had, b'chlal, but I got a beautiful Rambam for my bar mitzvah, but I never received a Franco, which everybody should really have. And most base medrashes have it, but I only have two volumes. One of the volumes that I have happens to be on Yontif. So that's very exciting. So I looked at my Frankel Rambam, because it's not on the computer, and on lockdown it's a little hard to get to a base medrash. We try to stay healthy. In any event, in the Frankel Rambam, in the back there are makaros, there are sources, and this Rambam has a ton of sources. So it's like a smorgasbord over here if you want to really dive into the Makaros. It's gevaldik. So anyway, that's Pashtus Lashon HaRambam, besides the Sugya B'chlal is a Maim Shein L'Himself. So this is a real smorgasbord. So explains the Bach B'das HaTur, Reish Hilchos Yomtif, who writes, Ein Bein Yomtif L'Shabbos, Ela Oichol Nefesh B'lvad. The only difference in Yomtif and Shabbos is Oichol Nefesh. Shemutter be yomtiv. Ochel nefesh is mutter on yomtiv, not on Shabbos. Chutz me'otzah v'avara. So the Torah is the same rate as the Rambam. Excludes hotzah and havara. Shemitoch shehutri litzarech. Ochel nefesh. Hutri nami shelo litzarech. since they were permitted for the sake of ochel nefesh, they were also permitted not for the sake of ochel nefesh. Ubavad shebem tzarech ktsas, but you need a little bit of a tzarech. Aval shar kol ha-melachos asuras b'yamtiv v'lokim aleihem. But other melachos are asur on yamtiv, and you get malchus. So the Bach explains, b'das ha-tur, that only havtzol and havara do we have this inyan of mutter shelo l'tzarech gamor, just tzarech ktsas. Even not l'tzarech ochel nefesh, as long as there's some need. Only in these two melachos, but not other melachos. You want to do other melachos, it has to be for ochel nefesh. Uledas habach, that even haotzan havara, you need the heter of mitoch tzarech ktsas. That's not like Rashi, because Rashi says you don't need tzarech ktsas at all. And Rashi doesn't limit it to haotzan havara. However, das ha magid mishnah, that lav bedafka nokat harambam havara vahotzan. The Rambam was not exacting in writing Hatzah and Havara, but rather even other melachos that are me'inyan ochel nefesh, we have a din of mitoch. V'rak ba'osan halachos, melachos, only those melachos that have no ochel nefesh, have nothing to do with ochel nefesh, we don't say mitoch, besides Hatzah and Havara. So Hatzah, and Havara, you're allowed to do. Shelo l'tzarech achila. And other malachas that have no tzarech ochel nefesh at all, you're not allowed to do. Let's see what his lashon is. Hamechuven etzli b'das rabbeinu kachu. Shekol malacha shechayav malah b'shabbos. Any malacha that you're chayav on Shabbos. Also malacha shelo l'tzarech achila. And that malacha is not for eating. Yimasa osa b'yamtiv loke. If you did it on yamtiv, you get malchus. Chutz min haotzah b'avara. Sheav al pi she'enan l'tzarech achila. Eino loke. Afilu asan shelo l'tzarech achila. So even if you did them shelo l'tzarech achila, you don't get malchus. Other malachas, you do get malchus if you're chai for them on Shabbos. And Behemshech Dvarvi explains that these malachas of atzan avar were excluded. That even though we don't do them l'tzarech ochel nefesh, nevertheless they have a din of mitoch. The regilus is not to do hotzah and havara letzarech ochel nefesh, and nevertheless they were permitted. And the Magid Mishnah writes, "Aval shear malachos she'ein." And I'm skipping; it's a long Magid Mishnah. "Aval shear malachos." "V'shear malachos she'ein ba'achila." Other malachos that do relate to achila, like shti and afia, afila son shalol etzarcha shalol achila, ain't oloke. Even if you do them shenat v'achila, you don't get malchus. So we have hotzah and havara, are permitted shalol etzarech. And malachas that relate to eat it, to ochel nefesh, like shechting and baking, are also mutter shelo letzarech. And malachas that don't relate at all to eating and drinking, like building or weaving or things like that, or sewing, so that is going to be aser. That's the opinion of the Magid Mishnah. Again, Pashtus Divrei Rambam. The chiddush a little bit, Pashas Tiver Rambam, is that it's dafka, hotzah, and havara. And it's a question why these two, and the Magid Mishnah goes into it, as do other mefarshim. The Ramban, in his chiddushim to Meseches Shabbos, on page 124, B, Besof Tvarov, writes as follows, Nimtzei Somer Kama Machlokos Badavar. So it turns out there are a number of machlokos here. Hotzah Shi Letzarech Hayom, Ulahanoas Adam. If you have Hotzah, which is for the needs of the day, and for the Hanah of a person, Kegon Tiltol Ha'istinisim, Ve'aktanim Mutter, like carrying gentle people, children. So that's hotzah shel tzarech hayom, lanas adam, that's mutter. V'chein hotzahs kelim atzrichim lo tzarech hayom uteres. And also taking out kelim that you need for the sake of the day is mutter. V'hotzahs kelim sheinam tzrichim lo kogon mafteach aser. Hotzah of kelim that you don't need is aser. V'hotzahs lulav, v'sefer Torah atzmo, kevan shu mitzvah, v'tzarech hayom, v'binan l'ashem b'lachem, muteres, aval shchitas olas nedav, aval pishi mitzvah asura, taking out a lulav in a sefer Torah mutter, it's a mitzvah, it's tzarech hayom, mutter, shechting an olas nedav, even though it's a mitzvah, is aser. However, you don't get malchus, because we say mitoch, aval atzas avanim lebinyan loke, but atzas stones, taking out stones for building, one gets malchus. V'chein b'zoreya v'chayotze behem, mochek v'kosev v'melachos she'ein anasas lochel nefesh, ein sarach lomar deloka aleim. And so to planting, mochek kosev, some things that are not done l'tzarach lochel nefesh, to prepare food. Pashut, that you get malchus. In other words, the malachas that have tzorech hayom and hanoas ha'adam liyomo are mutter lechatchila. Shechting and ola and similar things are aser lechatchila, and you don't get malchus because we say mitoch. But lechatchila it's aser because it's not mamish tzorech hayom. Just shchita is mutter. Mechlala lechovas hayom. You have a heter shchita, so even if you're not doing it beheter, it's going to be a mutter b'diavad. So this heter of mitoch is not lechatchila. You just don't get malchus. Aval lechatchila nesru. That's what the Ramban says. He says letzorech hayom is permitted lechatchila. Not letzorech hayom is not permitted lechatchila, and then if it's malachas that have nothing to do with eating at all, then there's even going to be malchus, like writing, planting. Taking out stones for building. These are malachas that have no need at all today. And have nothing to do with ochel nefesh. So shchita, that was hutra mechlala. Shchita, that was permitted for ochel nefesh. So even if it's not done l'ochel nefesh, like for an ola, it's going to be aser lechatchila, b'diavad, it's going to be mutter, no malchus, because of mitoch. But taking out of vanim lebinyan, Zareya, mochek, things that have nothing to do with food. With your eating. And that are not shchita. There's malchus. V'chein kosev ha-me'iri b'sugyan. So too, the Me'iri writes in our sugya. Lo tzal bilvad amru aleha mishem mitoch shutra l'tzarech achila. V'chol l'tzarech achila af v'chol advarim shem nasim tamid. Letzarech achila kagon kach. V'nimtzu b'din ze havara v'shchita v'havaru bishul huskur b'sugi zu v'fiyah b'chal bishul hu v'lachas me'el sh'nasa ze letzarech shevel chol nefesh kagon gachlas lachmam v'shchita v'tzarech l'dam o l'mitzvah kon havara z'chametz v'pesach v'nimtzu v'yotze v'yotze b'ailu mutter lechatchila. Kol shenasis letzarech yom tovatzim af pishen davar mutterlo. Kol mevashel samukze shkavnasen la mitzvah pishen a mitzvah. On shochet olos nedava aser vein aloike. V'masam shelo tzarech yom tov. V'shelo lekavanas mitzvah v'shelo l'shum tzarech shelo. Lo kebasi yasan. So he writes, it's not only hotzah that's mutter letzarech achila, and therefore it's mutter also shalol letzarech achila, but also other things that are normally done letzarech achila. So you have havara. Havara, you burn a fire to eat. Vishchita, you shech to eat. Afia is included in bishul. So as long as you do it for some tzarech that normal people need, it's going to be mutter even lechatchila. That's if you need it. But if you don't need it, it's a little bit letzarech yamtif, but it's not mutter, like mevashel es hamuktzah. If you cook something muktzah, or you intend to do a mitzvah and it's not a mitzvah like shechting and olas nedava, it's aser and there's no malchus. So if you do an achila dika malacha, and you do it shelo letzarech, there's going to be no malchus. The Ramban also said that shechting an ola, olas nedava, even though it's a mitzvah, or he thinks it's a mitzvah, is still aser. He's not allowed to do it. However, there's no malchus because we say mitoch. That's only b'di'evit. So aser v'ein oloke. And the Meiri also writes, aser v'ein oloke when it comes when he shechs this olas nedava. But if he does it, shelo letzarech yamtif, v'shelo lekavanas mitzvah. If there's no need at all to do it, it really doesn't matter what he's doing, he gets malchus. So if there are malachas that relate to achila, then the din is that we say mitoch. The Ramban doesn't seem to say that. The Ramban doesn't say that only those malachas that relate to achila. The Ramban says that if it's letzarech hayom ulanas adam, that's enough. The Miri says tzarech hayom vanas adam in malachas that relate to achila. There we say mitoch. And if it's done letzarech yamtif, but it's not mutter, and he gives the same example the Ramban gives, that shchitas olas nedava, that is aser, but there's going to be no malchus. But the Eved, if he does it, there's no malchus. And if he does a malacha, mamish for no tzarech at all, no tzarech yamtif, no kavanas hamitzvah, doesn't matter what malacha he's doing, if there's no need, then he gets malchus. But again, if he would do shechita, since shechita was permitted, it was hutter mechlalo, then there's no malchus. As long as he did it for a reason, shechita was hutter mechlalo, and there's going to be no malchus. And the reason for this din that you can't get malchus b'davar shehuter mechlalo, even though now you're doing it shelo letzarech ochel nefesh. So why shouldn't he get malchus? If somebody shechs this ola, now he's not doing it letzarech ochel nefesh. So who cares that shechita was huter mechlalo? Who cares that elsewhere we have a heter shechita? Explains the Tshuvas Rabbeinu Yeshaya of the Baal Or HaZeruah, printed in the Tshuvas Or HaZeruah in Chelek Aleph Tavshin and Dalid, v'chein nira lilita in tam ledavar mitoch shehutru letzarech v'huklash ha'iser huklash nami dafilu shelo letzarech ein loka alav. Since it was already permitted and the iser was weakened, it was weakened also that even shelo letzarech you're not going to get malchus. So that's not clear enough. Maman of Shach. If there's no heter of mitoch, there's no heter of mitoch. So who cares that elsewhere was permitted? Now there's no heter of mitoch. So if now there's no heter of mitoch, then why shouldn't one get malchus? What does it matter that elsewhere was permitted? If there are other malachas that weren't hutra mechlalam, then one does get malchus. If one does them. And here, he's not allowed a shecht, because he's not doing it for ochel nefesh. And he doesn't have a need to do it today. And he thinks he has a mitzvah need, but in the end it's really not a mitzvah. So we should get malchus. And why should it concern me that elsewhere it's permitted? There's no heter of mitoch here. We're telling you not to do it. We're telling you not to shech this olas nedava, because there's no real need today. So once we're not saying mitoch, there should be malchus. So that's our avoda, please God, that we'd like to understand in the next year. And we had a lot more ground to cover. And please God, we will hopefully see light in this sugya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.